Morning, good morning, good morning. It's 9:30 time now for our one-on-one with the pro, and Brett Harsh is in the house with Bartlesville Health and Rehab. How you doing, Brett?
Doing very well. How are you?
Doing super. What a gorgeous day today.
It's beautiful out there, isn't it?
Yes. How's it been going out there at Bartlesville Health and Rehab since we last spoke? A lot going on, I know that.
Yeah, it's a lot going on, a little bit of the same stuff, but yeah, busy every day. Still COVID-free, number one.
Yay!
First and foremost. Had a few scares here and there, just with a couple of employees, but nothing major. The ones in the past, I think it's been almost over a month now since we've even had a positive, and I think one of those actually ended up being a false positive, so that was actually good news. We were happy about that. We had one that did test positive, I believe, a month or maybe, we may be closer to 2 months ago now.
I think it was.
Yeah, and they were, for the most part, symptom free. You know, kind of some head cold type of symptoms. Most importantly, when something like that happens, just, you know, we got to go into some outbreak testing and make sure all of our residents are good, and so far they have been. So we don't want to jinx it, but we're very blessed, very thankful that's been the case. You know, that they continue to do their part as well, and most of them have been vaccinated as well, I believe. You know, that's obviously their choice. But you know, we have offered that in the past, so we're glad to be able to offer that to them and to, you know, try to help them with that as well. And so yeah, everything other than that's going pretty well, just keeping some activities going. And
what kind of activities you got going?
So we did have another cookout. I believe this was not last week, the week before. We had another cookout on a Friday. We've been pretty fortunate. We've had some weather that's been, you know, pretty nice going into the early fall season here. It hasn't gotten real cold or anything yet, so we've been able to continue our cookouts. We're continuing to doing our sitter size that, you know, kind of gets the blood flowing. I post about it quite at least once, if not twice a week on Facebook. Residents really enjoy that. It's just getting them up and around, and, you know, if they can, or they can do. I mean, it is called sitter size, so that's the option as well. Just to get some exercise going in there and keeping the blood flowing, and they really enjoy it. You get the music going and everything as well. We've had a few singers coming in. I know Sydney Powell has came in. She's an excellent singer. I'm sure some people in the community have heard about her. We've posted about her on Facebook. They really love her music. She's a real blessing to come in. And we've had Covered in Hands has sent us some people as well, some more religious songs, some hymns, and talking about God and stuff like that for the people that are interested in that. We always like to give them the option for that as well. They really enjoy that as well. She does a great job. Buzz has been coming in, the therapy dog. The residents really love him.
He's a dog.
He's
a cool dog.
Exactly,
too.
He is cool, and he's so relaxed and hanging out and just trots around the facility, and whoever wants to pet him, he'll stop and let him pet him, and then he'll move on. He's really cool, and they do a really good job with him as well, so they like him. I like to see that as well. So hopefully we can keep going. Keeping the positivity going. That's all we can really ask for right now.
Well, great. Well, it sounds like people are positively having a good time.
Yeah.
While getting well.
They are. We're it's still tough at times, just following the CDC protocol, more for the staff, I think, than the residents, which is good because, you know, first and foremost, our job is to make sure the residents are happy and doing well and healthy. So, you know, whatever we have to do, we're going to do as far as that goes. But, you know, for the staff, it can kind of get frustrating, just more so confusing than anything, just with the guidelines changing, you know, literally week to week.
Yeah.
But we have to, I mean, we praise them all the time because, you know, our staff, they do such a great job of being able to adapt to new situations and just, you know, still being there and having a, you know, caring and loving attitude. It's, you know, pretty happy place, really, if you come in now. We really try to keep the positivity going. You know, there's negative things, there's bad days, just like everywhere else, but, you know, for the most part, we're able to kind of combat that with more good days than not. So hopefully we can keep that going, and like I said, our staff has just done such a great job of being able to adapt and you know, overcome some of the kind of roadblocks, so to speak, of, you know, the last year and a half, almost 2 years now, of just, you know, putting up with this new type of world we're living in. So we really couldn't ask for a better staff, and we hope that we can, you know, keep it going.
Well, very good. You know, you guys got some real hard workers there, and of course, your therapists are the ones that get to see the benefits of the work with one smile, one victory at a time with each and every client.
Yeah, we're you know, we try to keep the marketing that and just kind of basically showing how we do things. You know, when people think about coming into a, you know, a facility like ours, or, you know, a, you know, even a rehab facility, you know, after surgery or something, it can be scary. It's definitely a change of life, change of lifestyle, especially. We want to make sure that we are providing the best care possible, mm-hmm. while making them comfortable. You know, it, you know, I don't, I mean, it would be scary for anybody, you know, if that, you know, if you had to go and, you know, just abruptly change your life like that. That's how, you know, that would probably be scary to most people. So the best we can do is just trying to make them as comfortable as possible. And for the ones that are fortunate enough to get in and do their therapy and go home, we, you know, we want that for them. We don't, if they can go home, we love having them there, obviously, and that's how we run. But but you know, if they just had surgery or just need some help, you know, for about a month or so, we love to see them graduate and go home, because the smile on the face, like you said, and just, you know, how much they improve over that average day. Our average day is about 28 days in therapy. So, you know, after that 28th day, you know, seeing the smile on their face and just how much they have improved over that month, it's really incredible how well our therapy girls do. So being able to be a part of that is just, that's really something special too.
That is great. That is truly great. Now, we've had the blood drives here in the past, and we're kind of regulars.
Yeah, we're getting there.
So you got another one planned up here before it gets too cold?
Yeah, I think we're going to do one. I believe it's – I'll have to double check. I think it's October 25th.
Oh, that's coming up.
Yeah, and in about, geez, what's that, 3-4 weeks? Mm-hmm. I think it's on a Monday. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we got that going. We still have a few slots open. People got in there pretty quick and started signing up. But last I checked, we do have several spots open if people want to give. They are accepting less sign-ups this time. I'm not for sure why. That's just how they've set it up. I don't know if they're just taking an extra break or what. But it is still set up from 9 to it might be 9 to 3:30 actually this time.
Yeah.
So the latest you might be able, probably with the, you know, we're getting ready for the time change, and the, like you said, the weather's changing, so that might have something to do with it. But
yeah,
but we're going to do that. You know, like, we encourage everybody that wants to give out and give blood. We always have a good turnout. We're very thankful for that, because as everybody knows, you know, it seems like there's a shortage of everything in today's world.
Yeah, yeah.
But unfortunately, blood is one of them, and that is a very important thing. So, you know, with the blood shortage going on, and if we can do anything to help, we really appreciate, you know, and we're grateful and we're blessed to be able to host a blood drive. But it's not us, you know, it's the people coming in and donating that are really the you know, the life changers and the life savers even sometimes. So for them to come out, take time out of their day, and, you know, some of them even get a little woozy if that kind of bothers you. But
orange juice and a cookie will get you back to health in no time.
Yes, it will. I know from experience. So hopefully, but no, we are blessed, and we want to, you know, say thank you to everybody that does that. So hopefully we can get this one full as well, because having a full blood drive, that's, you know, that's something we're really proud of that. We like, you know, we like talking about that and just being able to help, and that's basically just do our part in whatever way we can. So we're going to continue to do that.
Do they still do the antibody thing, or is that a
so the last
four later?
Yeah. So they did it up until our last one, and they were still doing it, but you had to send in, if I remember this correctly, you had to personally request an antibody result while you were giving blood. So you can ask them when you were there, but they're not just sending them to everybody now, basically.
Kind of getting expensive.
Yeah, it's getting, that, and it's just, you know, with everything else going on, it's becoming kind of, you know, I don't want to say repetitive, but it's just a lot. There's a lot to handle right now.
A lot going on.
A lot going on. So I think for the most part now, if you need one or have a good reason, they will oblige and give you one.
Mm-hmm.
The last I checked, and it may change again. Mm-hmm. I will need to double check that. But as far as I know, I think it's just, for right now, it's mainly just donating blood.
Okay, very, very good. We're talking with Brett Harsh, and he is with Bartlesville Health and Rehab Center, and you're right behind the hospital.
Yep.
As everybody says, they might not remember that it's on Kentucky, but they do remember that it's right behind the hospital, because you can't miss it.
Yeah, it's we're located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place.
Mm-hmm.
I always give our address, especially if I'm giving them a business card or something. But for the most part, I just say north of the hospital. It's so much easier for people to realize, and it's, you know, it's literally one street north. So you go up there, and then you're there. It's like you said, it's hard to miss. It's
one of the bigger landmarks in town.
it really is, and we have a big sign out front that says our name on it as well. So if you're north of the hospital, it's pretty hard to miss. So hopefully people can find us. But we can also be reached at 918-333-9545 with any questions. We try to answer to the best of our abilities. I'm on Facebook, Bartlesville Health and Rehab Community, our Facebook page, every day posting. That's just the easiest way for us, and I think it's the most common way for people to keep up in today's world is that Facebook page. And it's so easy to go on there and check real fast and keep up and uploading pictures of family members. And I know a lot of the family members enjoy it, being able to see them when they're in activities and stuff like that. So, you know, if they're enjoying that, I'm going to keep doing it, because that's what matters, and being able to see that. And we've even posted videos and such of people having some fun in there as well. We do have a website, BartlesvilleHealthAndRehabCommunity.com. So I'm hoping, you know, that can kind of still serve a purpose. I think, you know, as far as I know, our virtual tour is still uploaded on that, but it's also uploaded on our Facebook page. If anybody's wanting to take a tour now, not as important, still important, but not quite as important as it was last year, because we are open for inside visitation now. So people that are wanting to come in, and they do have to get screened, but people that are wanting to come in and see the building or see family members, we've been in full visitation for several months now. Mm-hmm. So that's really been a kind of a positive light kind of going on there. So the families being able to reunite with each other has been really good.
Now, when you talk about getting out there on the social media, that's a great tool of engagement, because people, they come back all the time. Because, hey, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's why you're busy on it. It's not like you're playing around, like that name test game or something like that.
Yeah, sometimes it might seem like we're playing around with all the goofy pictures and videos, and most of them are staff that we post on there. We got some people trying to dance, and we've even had a couple of karaoke moments as well with our director of nursing and administrator, so that's been pretty funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. It is. It's a very useful tool. Fortunately for us, a lot of the time we're just having fun, and that's awesome. It makes it really fun. It's a really fun atmosphere. It helps, like I said, keeping smiles on the residents' faces. That's the number one thing. But but it is useful. It's all about the likes and shares nowadays, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, but like I said, as long as it's working and people are enjoying it and seeing their family on there, then I'm going to keep doing it, because that's worth
it
to me.
That's
the payoff right there. That's all I need right there to keep doing it every day.
Uh-huh. Now, you have some apartments, a lot of them have been totally redone inside and out, and they really look sharp. Now, I understand you might have done too good of a job, because there's a little bit of a waiting list.
That's kind of a chaotic thing with the apartments, in a good way. Nothing bad about it. We do have a pretty good waiting list right now of people, waiting to get into our apartments. Mm-hmm. You're right. After that remodel, our maintenance guys did such a great job that they're big hits. I mean,
might
they're
have been too good.
We may need to slow it down a little bit, but no, they did a great job, and there is a waiting list. But for the most part, whether people have some other unfortunate circumstances, or if they just decide to, go live somewhere else, or, maybe move in with a family member, or move back into their original home, we encourage that if they're able. That's great. So that's basically the only turnover we have, though. So that's why there is a waiting list. We're out a little bit right now. How many is even on our waiting list? But there is a waiting list. But for the most part, when one comes open, we're pretty quick about getting them in there, and then they can get moved in and start enjoying that new apartment. So we really enjoy doing that for people as well. That's just another thing that we offer. We really are blessed to be able to be a part of that as well.
Now, whether you're going to be a resident or if you're a person who's a client, as far as the therapeutics and the rehab are concerned, one thing that is very, very important to know is that locally owned and operated. That just speaks volumes to folks around here.
Yeah, I always try to say that it's really not about the numbers. It's like we kind of always try to reiterate, I guess. We don't want to talk negatively about anybody. There are big corporations that do great things and such, but we really do take pride in being, independently owned and operated. We are a family. Everybody knows everybody, literally. And it's not just an old country song. That's a literal thing. We know everybody knows everybody. We it's through thick and thin. We argue like family. We love each other like family. We are a family. No matter what happens, we're still going to be a family in the end. And, when you can have your owner walking through the building and everybody knows him because he's in there so much, and they all say hi to him, and he'll even hang around and, partake in activities and stuff like that. Just small things like that. When you see a guy like that, if he's coming in, a man of his stature just coming in like that, but still taking the time out of his day, because he's not above anybody, and that's his attitude, and he always says that. he'll hang out with a resident for as long as they want to talk. So just, you know, being able to do that, like you said, that does mean a lot. Just that goes a long way. And I think that really just kind of sets the tone for the rest of us as well, just to how to act around people. And it's just, you know, we're led by example, and we're going to continue that family atmosphere.
Brett, how do we get a hold of you?
All right. So like I said earlier, we are located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place. Our phone number is 918-333-9545, 918-333-9545.
Brett, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All righty.